And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your musical entertainment.
1, 2, 1, line check.
You're tuned to Britain's grooviest radio show,
Teenage Kicks.
No Line Max.
Forest Effect.
This is the one I listen to.
It's been described as defeatist and pessimistic. Well, I think so.
I think it's degrading and disgusting for our children to hear and see such things.
Forest FM.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Set the dial to Forest FM. Playing sounds just like it was then. Loud and proud on your radio. Neil Lomax is ready to go. I wanna listen and I'll listen alright. Get Teenage Kicks right through the night. Alright.
Why has it all got to be so terribly loud?
To the station! Music!
1, 2, 3, 4!
Teenage Kicks on Forest FM with Neil Lomax. You've never heard of him, but the records are pretty good.
Well, a warm welcome to this week's edition of Teenage Kicks here on 92.3 Forest FM with me, Neil Lomax. And each and every week we open the show with a cover version. There's one for you from the Sisters of Mercy, their version of the Stooges classic 1969, a track that would turn up on the Sisters of Mercy's Alice EP, their first independent EP released in March 1983 on their Merciful Release, their own record label. Over the next hour, we'll be hearing tracks from Sham 69, the Boomtown Rats, Stranglers, the Bears, YXTC, the Undertones, Rich Kids, this week's archive radio sessions from the Professionals from 1980. We've got brand new music from Girls Names, Ritual Hours in the Anti-Nowhere League. And we have this from the Vibrators.
Come on, honey.
and in the supermarket to make me feel alright.
London girls are getting me down. Just can't take the same old run around. Used to be things were so neat. I can't spend my life out on the street.
Come on, honey. I need a little girl. I think my hands are shaky and my head to the world. Well, I can use a little money. Got a fair shoe too. But give me no funny stories. I really want to see you.
So deep, I can't spend my life out on the street.
Yeah, sometimes I think that I love you, and sometimes I think that I need you, and sometimes I don't want you around at all. And sometimes I just wanna talk to you, and sometimes I just wanna walk with you, and sometimes I don't want you at all. Ah, come on.
One of the old school UK punk bands with an ever-evolving, changing lineup. I think Eddie Edwards, their drummer, is now the sole original member of the band since the band formed back in London in 1976. From their debut LP called Pure Mania, released in 1977, that was The Vibrators and London Girls. We'll skip to 1978 to Sham 69. One of the more commercially successful punk bands from the UK in the singles chart, anywhere in the UK. That was the B-side to their 1978 single, Borstal Breakout. That was Sham 69 and Hey Little Rich Boy, a track also turning up on their 1978 LP, Tell Us the Truth. In 1979, the Buzzcocks released their third studio LP, A Different Kind of Tension, and this is a track from that. Well, the band are heavily touring at the moment to promote their 40th anniversary shows. That was from their 1979 album, their third studio LP, called A Different Kind of Tension. That was the Buzzcocks and Sitting Round at Home. Bob Geldof's been in the news a fair bit lately, getting one or two people hot under the colour while he floats his boat down the Thames. And in 1977, he was singing this. To people of a certain age that some of these records will be celebrating their 40th anniversary next year. The Boomtown Rats debut LP, their self-titled debut LP from September 1977, that was then with She's Gonna Do You In. Also an album from 1977, their second studio LP, and rated slightly higher than their debut, slightly more visceral, I think is the word used by some. And I'd agree, from their No More Heroes LP, this is The Stranglers. Have I seen you?
credibility. Impossibility.
Another LP, like the Boomtown Rats, released same year, same month, September 1977. The second album from the Stranglers. That was the album was called No More Heroes. Track from it there called Dead Ringer. And the Stranglers will be playing live, fairly local to our FM broadcasting region. If you are at the Lama Tree this year, they'll be opening the first night of the Lama Tree Festival on the 15th of July. And on the 23rd of July, they'll be playing the Chadstock Festival in Devon. Let's have a fairly rare and seldom heard track from U2. If you've got one of the initial 1,000 copy run of this EP, you may be sitting on some money there. That's the U2 from their U2-3 EP released in 1979. As I said, initially run as just 1,000 copies released in Ireland. U2 Boy Girl from that three-track EP from 1979. We're going to have a nice Watford punk band now that many of you won't have heard of. This is The Bears.
Give me lots of music and I'll be on fire. I know what I want, I know
The band formed by ex-Wire guitarist George Gill back in 1976, one of the first punk bands on the Watford punk scene back then. They were called The Bears, and that was Decisions from 1978, a single. Well, it was I'm not sure if it was a double A-side or not. If not, it was the B-side to their insane single released on Terry Hulier's Good Vibrations record label in 1978. A band that survived the tragic early death of their original frontman, who was killed in a motorcycle accident, the vocalist Mick North. The band had various lineup changes before they eventually split in 1979. Some more new music now from the four-piece Belfast band. This is Girls' Names.
The records that other stations like have not been recognised. Please stay tuned to Teenage Kicks and try again.
Bands in the show tonight, just purely coincidental. They are from Belfast, a four-piece band formed back in 2009. They're called Girls' Names, and that was a track from their excellent LP called Arms Around a Vision, their fourth studio LP, released in September last year, and that was a track called Desire Oscillations.
Please stay tuned to Teenage Kicks on Forest FM, as your listening is important to us.
Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like,
and the first thing they'll say is
Teenage Kicks.
Neil Lomax.
Forrest FM.
And I believe a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today.
All I have on is Teenage Kicks with Neil Lomax on Forrest FM.
Person I certainly think is one of the greatest songwriters in the UK, Andy Partridge, then with the genius that was XTC, and that was a track from their album Go To, their second studio LP from October 1978, XTC and Mechanic Dancing, Oh We Go. Let's go to 1979, to this from Wire.
Someone was watching over it. Before it was as if response was based on fact. Providing it, deciding it, it was soon there. Squared to it, face to it, it was not there. It was soon there.
Another of the English post-punk bands, and I play them quite often because they're damn good. That's Wire from their 154, their third album from 1979. That was Wire, and the 15th. And the band have a brand new studio LP. It was a mini LP, actually, it's called, according to their website. It's called Nocturnal Koreans. We played a couple of tracks from that LP on the show. We don't actually have the full album yet, so I'll get my hands on that so we can play a few more tracks in the coming months. And so now to 1980 from The Undertones. Band who are out celebrating their 40th anniversary this year. They'll be playing at the Engine Rooms of Southampton on October the 20th. That's The Undertones and Girls That Don't Talk from their second album from 1980 called Hypnotized. Two bands now coming up. First is the Rich Kids, Glenn Matlock's post-Sex Pistols band. I don't know what's planned other than they did a show recently at the Shepherd's Bush Empire. Originally scheduled for May, but due to some issues with the building, it was changed to referendum night, June the 23rd. This is the Rich Kids.
I put them in my hall, I hang them in my house.
short-lived new wave band formed in 1977 by Glenn Matlock after his original departure from the Sex Pistols. That was the Rich Kids from their one and only studio LP called Ghosts of Princes and Towers from 1978. That was a track called Young Girls. The band split in 1979 and then reformed sort of on and off, really. They originally featured Midgeur and Rusty Egan. Midgeur and Rusty Egan also went on to form the band Visage, and then, of course, Midgeur went on to join Ultravox in 1980, and the band playing the gig at the Shepherd's Bush Empire on June the 23rd, a gig that was originally scheduled for May, but rescheduled due to some structural work at the venue. And the Gary Kemp of Spandau Ballet playing guitar with the Rich Kids on the reformed lineup recently, and as I said, I don't know if they've got any plans to do anything else. And also on that bill was a double bill, was another band featuring ex-Sex Pistols members, and this they're this week's Archive Radio session from 1980. This is The Professionals. Featuring two ex-Sex Pistols members forming in 1979. That's The Professionals and All The Way With You, recording session from November of 1980. Of course, The Professionals featuring Steve Jones and Sex Pistols drummer Paul Cook after the demise of the Sex Pistols. The Professionals have also reformed in recent years, and I said it before that track, played a gig the other day with the Rich Kids at the Shepherd's Bush Empire in London. I don't think the reformed edition of The Professionals have featured Steve Jones. I think he lives now. Well, I don't think, I know he lives in Los Angeles now, and I don't think they've managed to coax him across the pond for these reformed lineups. I think they had that box set out last year, The Complete Professionals, which they were promoting heavily, which may be one of the main reasons why they reformed the band. That's some more new music. This is a band from Detroit, Michigan. This is Ritual Howls.
We'll be right back.
Some more new music on the show. They are Ritual House from Detroit, Michigan. It's a track from their Into the Water album, which will be released in August the 19th this year. You can find out more about the band, www.ritualhouse.com/. The band feature Paul Bansal on vocal guitars, Christopher Samuels on synth samples and drum machines, and Ben Saginaw on bass. I do like that band a lot, so we can hope to bring some more music from Ritual House in the coming weeks and months. We'll go back to something old again. This is from At the Drive-In.
Change the kid, I got now time!
Pacify,
I can't crumble through the nails, I can tap from outside!
Pacify, pacify, yeah, it pacifies!
Make it shine a light from the fucking tower!
Pacify, pacify, yeah, it pacifies!
Cool off till it's done, I know it ain't wise!
Pacify, pacify, yeah, it pacifies!
When death is found in the earth, feel the big sensation! Scowled in the window, they would peek.
Pacify, pacify, yeah, it pacifies.
Like inside the sun, the flame.
Pacify, pacify, yeah, it pacifies.
Stills with the heritage glass, stills with the heritage glass.
Pacify, pacify, yeah, it pacifies.
Feast upon your illness, let the puppet string sag.
Pacify, pacify, yeah, it pacifies.
Well, a track from what I personally thought was their best studio album, their last official LP release in 2000. The album's called Relationship of Command. It's a track from the American post-hardcore band formed in El Paso, Texas in 1993 at the Drive-In, and that was Sleepwalk Capsules. The band have also reformed. I'm reliably informed they reformed again this year, so maybe some new material. We'll look forward to that if that becomes the case. Last one this evening, and thank you to everyone who sent messages on Twitter, Facebook, and of course on Mixcloud as well. Thank you very much for listening. It really is appreciated, and your comments have been nice as well. Feedback is always appreciated, and if you want to suggest any bands, then please feel free to do so at Neil M. Lomax on Twitter, probably the best way to contact me. Last one for this evening from the English hardcore punk band formed back in 1980 in Royal Tunbridge Wells by lead singer Animal. Brand new LP called The Cage, a track from it here from the Anti Nowhere League.
We'll be right back.
last number this evening from their brand new album The Cage, released this year, Anti Nowhere League, and that was A Bad Storm. And the band will be playing locally to our region on November the 18th at Mr. Kipps in Poole. And as I say, the one that rounds off tonight's edition of Teenage Kicks here on 92.3 Forest FM with me, Neil Lomax. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you can join me again next Monday evening at 10 p.m. here on 92.3 Forest FM and online at www.forestfm.co.uk.
We'd like to thank y'all for coming. Good night.
Muchas gracias. Adios, adios.
That's it. Stop now. Stop. Time's up.
Forest FM.
And now, we join Paul Jerome for Breaking Rock.